Vaughn, thank you so much for taking us around the world in 2 minutes and bringing things back here. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How is Nigeria handling the war on COVID-19? How is Nigeria handling the war on COVID-19? It is still a big question because even though infection rates are slowing down, we're still in the second wave. The infection rates are still higher than they were in, say, October. And this weekend, we even saw a brief spike in the number of people who died. And that's today's big hard fact. On Saturday, February 13th, Nigeria recorded 24 COVID-19 deaths, the second highest total since the pandemic began. So like I keep saying, we are not out of the woods yet. And that's why for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking about some of the things that is being done to get us out of the woods. We'll talk about vaccines. We'll talk about the control of entry into the country. We'll talk about the challenges that we're facing. And throughout, I want to hear from you. I want to know if you have survived COVID. I want to hear from real people, you know, who have beat this thing, or people who have lost the battle to this thing. I have a friend whose father died on the 7th of this month. He was in the ICU for a while. He recovered. He came downstairs. He was talking with his family members. And, well, they thought he recovered, but he hadn't really recovered. And after a few days, he relapsed again and then unfortunately passed on. So they're running around right now trying to bury him. And it's just so terribly sad, you know, because again, he was 83 and they were hoping that he'll be around for a long, long time. But unfortunately, he lost the battle to COVID-19. You know, and there are lots of stories like that. Personally, I have colleagues here who you know, who you love, who have survived COVID-19. So personally, I know a ton of people who have survived it. I know some people who didn't survive it. I know some people who it kicked their behinds. Oh my God. I have a friend who's in his 40s and who caught COVID. And I told you about it earlier this week, and he had blood clots and he had to have several surgeries to take care of that situation, because if the clots had got into his brain, he could have died. He barely survived COVID. So throughout the show, I want to hear from you as well. I want to hear if you have survived COVID, if you know somebody who has survived COVID, if you know somebody who did not survive COVID, let me hear from you. And I also want to know what you think about Nigeria's fight against COVID. I'm going to bring you different points and I want you to tell me what you think. Now, before we get into COVID proper, let's talk about Ebola. Because life isn't on pause. Here we are fighting COVID and all of a sudden, Ebola pops back up. So we have to talk about it because it may mean that we have to reallocate public health resources or change strategies. Now, why do we have to have a plan for Ebola? There's been new outbreaks in DR Congo and Guinea. And the Nigerian government is saying that it's taking steps to stop the virus from coming in. So, for example, they've put all points of entry on high alert. So airports, seaports, border posts. From now on, they're going to be on extra lookout for people who are coming in from affected countries. NCDC is also telling hospitals to watch out for the signs and symptoms of Ebola and to get the travel histories of people who are showing signs. Now, we handled Ebola during the last outbreak in 2014, but we were not facing a global pandemic at the same time. So there are big question marks about how Ebola can be handled this time around. So we can start there. Let's start there, Lagos. Do you think Nigeria's public health and disease control systems can withstand COVID and Ebola at the same time? If you don't have any opinions on that subject, but you have survived COVID, or you know somebody who has survived COVID, or you know somebody who lost the battle to COVID, I'd like to hear from you. 0700 993 993. 993. 0700 993 993 993. Don't forget, we have a number for our female callers. So two numbers, one of the numbers for men, one of the numbers for women, so that everybody can face their own number and get through. The number for women, 01465 7190, 01465 7190. That's the number for our female callers only. For the men, 0700 993 993 993. Fidelis is in mile 12. Hello, Fidelis.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Have you survived COVID?
Sandra, I'm not a patient of COVID, and I don't pray I'll be one.
Okay. Now, do you think Nigeria's public health and disease control system can withstand COVID and Ebola at the same time?
I doubt. I really doubt. Sandra, I remember when, before the COVID came into Nigeria.
Yeah.
They told us that they are fully prepared,
yeah,
and they have put measures on ground.
Yeah.
But today, what is happening? We cannot contain the virus. Now, Ebola is out. This one, they are telling us that they have put down measures in a seaport. Don't be surprised that at the end of it, you see that nothing has been done. So I just beg the public, wherever we are, let us just try and protect ourselves. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Fidelis, for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back 0700 993 993 993, and the female line, the female only line, is 01465 7190, 01465 7190. 99.3. Hello. 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 I don't think there's anybody there just yet. But yeah, keep that call coming in. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no. I thought it was somebody else that was shy as well. Sorry. Call back if you can, all right? We've got Eze Inegbeda on the line. Eze, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Eze. Welcome.
Yes.
Did you survive COVID?
Well, I do.
You did? Tell me your story.
Well, I just want to chip in the Bible aspect. You see, the Bible says, in the last days, the perilous time shall come. You know, all this pandemic, all this war, rumors of war and everything, I think it's high time we should know that end time has near. So it is no longer news, except those people who doesn't believe in God, who are not born again, that are, you know, running health and scatter on this issue. We are on the last days now. So many things will be happening. We should know that it is end time. So it's no longer a strange thing. We are in the Bible. And the believers, you understand. So that is what I just want to let the Nigerians and every other person who cares about Jesus Christ to know, that we are now in the end time. So many, and there are other things that will still come up. There are other things that will still come up. So this is not the last, and this is not the least. So everybody should prepare for Christ's second coming. We are already at the end of the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Eze, for calling. And incidentally, we were told the same thing in 2000, right? We're not supposed to make it to 2000, and then it was 2020, and then it was 2012. Anyway, we've got Joy on the line. Joy is in Ijesha. Hello, Joy. Thank you for calling us. Hello, Joy.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good evening.
Welcome. Do you know somebody who survived COVID? Did you survive COVID?
No, but I didn't have COVID.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
tell me.
It's not my relation that survived it.
Oh, you have a relative that survived it?
Outside the country, yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me their story. Do you know their story?
I don't know the details, but she was sick, so she was isolated. And they used to visit her in the physical place. First of all, she had that, she's okay.
Okay.
We thank God for that.
We thank God for that. No be small. Do you think our healthcare system can handle COVID and Ebola at the same time?
Well, I don't think so, but all I know that you should help ourselves. Shouldn't listen to health or whatever. You should think of yourself. Little guidelines they gave us, she's observing it. I think that God will help us.
Okay. Observe the guidelines, Joy says, and God will help us with the rest. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We've got CK on the line. CK, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good to get through to you this evening.
Yes.
Thank you. Mm. I know somebody who lost the battle the pandemic. In fact, it was so sad that the man's wife, I was at a wedding some years back.
Okay.
So the man's wife had something to do in the UK, I think some training. Okay. So she moved from Sokoto to Lagos with the kids, left the man there in the in Sokoto. So she traveled from Lagos to the UK. The children were to remain in Lagos, she would come back to pick them. But while she was there, after some time, I think during the lockdown, the man just suddenly died, and nobody knew what happened. So when the saint, let me say, emissary and Lord, so when the chap found out, when they did the autopsy, that he had COVID and he died out of COVID complications. He was never taken to the isolation center. It was after they did the autopsy that they found out all that. So it was a very, very rude shock to the family. Then for me personally, around that time, you know, there was one time it was raining that, I don't mean rain, it was trending that people were losing their sense of taste and smell. That happened to me. I was ill for about 3 days and, you know, I used malaria drugs. The thing did not work and all that. But at the end of the day, when I would get out of it, and I sure found that food weren't going. I wasn't tasting anything. It didn't really occur to me. I thought because I was ill for a few days until I got into my car one day. I wanted to go out. All this oil they sell in little bottles this day. You know, I had it in the car. I wanted to use it. It had very nice smell, but I could not perceive it. So that was when I realized what's going on. I didn't even know that time that a lot of sense of smell and taste were part of some pointers that you have. You have COVID until a client was now talking about it, that a doctor had COVID and he said he didn't know he had COVID until he lost his sense of smell and taste. That was all, and I shouted, "Are you joking?" Sandra, I pray God will keep every one of us. Thank you so much. But whether Nigeria can handle Ebola and COVID at the same time. I think many things we are doing right now, that wash your hands, use face masks, keep some distance, you know, where this many of the same things they told us then during the Ebola time. So but whether when more people are now getting down with Ebola and COVID at the same time, I'm not sure we have the facilities to handle that kind of issues.
Let's hope we don't get there, man. CK, thank you so much for calling us. I've got a message here from Chief Andy Oboforibo, who is listening. He says, COVID has hit my circle a lot. Right now, I'm watching the virtual service of songs for one of my mother's oldest friends. COVID killed her and her brother. Oh, Chief, I'm very sorry for your loss. Wow, that's so terrible. My God, two people in the family gone just like that. If you're just tuning to the show, we're talking about Ebola before we get right into COVID. All of a sudden, Ebola is back in the news. We've got outbreaks in DR Congo and Guinea. The Nigerian government is saying that it's taking steps to stop the virus from coming into Nigeria. They've put all points of entry on high alert. Seaports, airports, border posts. They are on extra lookout for people coming in from affected countries. They're also telling hospitals to be on high alert. We've got Meg in Lekki on the line. Meg, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. I actually attempted taking the COVID test myself some 2 weeks back.
Okay.
Because I came in contact with a friend who personally just said, that his wife tested positive for COVID.
Ah.
I almost dropped dead. And I said, what about you?
Mm.
And he said, he too is positive. I said, what?
So what are you doing with me, sir?
Why are you going around? Why did you come now?
Ah. Oh, he came to your house with his COVID self.
He visited my house with his wife.
El Chimo.
I made pepper soup for them.
El Chimo.
But the look I had was that I had an appointment in VI, so I left there with my husband. But my husband was wearing his face mask all through the visit.
Okay.
I didn't even know anything. Then 2 days later, he now came to my office. And personally, I said, your wife is supposed to be going back to the UK and all that. And he said, oh, no, she can't go because he tested positive for COVID. And I said, what about you? He said, he too is positive.
Oh, God.
And I shifted backwards even further. I was wearing a mask because I usually will wear that in my office.
Yeah.
You know, so I've also lost people. I've lost 2 church members who died from COVID. Some people in my estate have had COVID. So it's real, really and truly. And every day I go out and come back, I just do the steam inhalation and I beg my little son who goes to school, because children, their immunity is higher than ours.
Mm.
So he can have it and be asymptomatic and will pass it on to us. Mm. So I plead with him to just wear his face mask. So it's real. I've lost people. 2 of my church members died of COVID, one on the 26th of December and one on the 8th of January.
Okay.
So it's very real and very sad. Mm. You know, some people just shake it off. There was a time I started feeling really, really terrible, like I had it. And you know, when you come in contact with somebody who has COVID, you start imagining all the symptoms.
Yeah.
Your throat will start paining you.
Yeah.
You start feeling like you don't want to breathe. Or
yeah, so.
You start, everything starts happening to you.
Yeah.
You know, but as God will have it, I'm still standing.
Okay. Without God for you, Meg. Thanks for calling. I have a listener who sent me a message on Facebook, and he was like, President Sandra, I lost my sense of taste and smell since June 2020. Until now, I've not gotten it back. And he sent me this message back in January. And I said to him, have you been to a hospital? He said, no. I spoke to a doctor, and the doctor told me to drink one thing. I said, please, go to a hospital, go and see an actual doctor, because you said you spoke to a pharmacist he said he spoke with, and the pharmacist told him to drink something. I said, okay, you've drank the thing and your sense of taste and smell isn't back. Perhaps it's time to go and see an actual doctor. Because June until now, that's a very long time to not be able to smell anything or taste anything. Me, we love food like this. I can just imagine myself being unable to taste stuff for more than 6 months. My God. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call our female-only number if you are a woman. The number is 01465-7190. If you are a man and you call that number, we're going to drop the call. 01465-7190. But everybody else can call 0700-993-993-993. We've got a message on Twitter, but I'll take that message after speaking with Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello, Anonymous. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I just want to air my voice on this COVID thing.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, not quite recently. It's up to 3 months. I got tested positive.
Oh.
But I never believed it. Because I'm one of those skeptics about this COVID thing as far as Africa and Nigeria is concerned.
Have you called me before to share your skepticism?
No, I have not.
Okay.
This is my first time.
All right, go ahead.
So what I'm trying to say is that after it all, I thought possibly those who die of COVID, we should concentrate more on what actually killed them. Because the trend is that those of them that are died of COVID are those that are probably sick of something else. Because even when I tested positive till before then, till now, there has not been any difference in my body chemistry or whatever. No headache, no fever, no cough, no nothing, no loss of smell. But at the end of the day, I was diagnosed positive. And I didn't believe it, but I had to go with the protocols. And at the end of the day, there's no difference in my body system up till now. It's getting to three months and above. right now. And only for my personal doctor, when I, because I report daily to him on the progress, he told me what I was. I said, I'm not going to take anything because I don't believe in that. But then the only thing I needed to isolate myself, just stay safe, which I did.
So, and, so your doctor didn't tell you that you were one of the asymptomatic patients? Because
he
most,
mentioned it.
Because
he mentioned it.
Most COVID infections are asymptomatic, and we've known that from day one. It doesn't,
all right.
It doesn't mean that those who are symptomatic have another disease. It just means that they have COVID and they're only showing symptoms.
That is what medicine tells us. That's what the experts tell us. But personally, I need a proof. Because
you had COVID and I'm sorry. You had COVID and you need a proof?
No, what I'm trying to say is that I'm talking about the asymptomatic state.
You were asymptomatic and you need a proof?
Okay, now, after the test, I was tested positive. I did antibody test. And by my own basic scientific little knowledge, I know that if I have COVID and after a little while I had antibody test, it's supposed to be positive, meaning my body has released the antibodies to fight the strange thing in the system, which is the virus. But the antibody test remained negative, and I was diagnosed positive for COVID. So what I'm trying to say,
antibodies are created when you have lots of antigens.
Yeah, but if you have COVID,
antigens don't show up for people who are asymptomatic.
So, if you are asymptomatic, antibody tests will be negative?
Yes, in fact, that's the reason that you are asymptomatic.
So now it becomes a one-sided thing because what I'm saying is that a lot of people probably must have died of this COVID out of fear. Mine, when I was there, not positive, I was even laughing over it because I had no fear in myself.
So you're saying that the people who died from COVID died because they were afraid?
So I said some. I didn't say all. Some. I know the lady who came back, the very first case that died at Enugu, of a woman, an elderly woman who came back from the U.S., but then she was told positive and she was kept somewhere and everybody isolated him or herself from her and she was just kept there and attended to out of fear and all that. She died. Only for them to later on they realized she was negative.
So not fear on her part, fear on the part of the ignorant medical care workers?
No, fear in the sense that, look, Sandra, I tell you what, you can confirm from any other person that possibly will call to say he or she tested positive. Once you are told you're positive, there's this tendency for you to be afraid.
I agree with you that you are afraid when you get a positive result, but that fear doesn't cause your death. Quite literally, what causes your death are the things that happen in your body. So perhaps you're not getting enough oxygen. Perhaps
on the average, an ideal case, yes, you're right. But I'm saying that
it's data, it's facts, it's out there, it's written there. I don't know what conversation I'm having at the moment. It's written there. It's data that has been compiled over and over and over since pandemic started.
You know that some people have been told they are positive. I know somebody who was tested positive, and just like me, he said, no, I don't have COVID. And they said, no, he insisted. Then he made it a case, and said, no, they should do the test. He insisted.
Mm.
And after like some few hours, my friend, he said, no way. And he said he told that he was not going to follow the protocols. That he wants this test retested, that he's ready to pay. And by the time they retested it, it was negative.
Right.
So what if you are taking the first report? And this test you are taking within 24 hours. What if you are taking that first report? So, I'm not saying there's no COVID.
How many tests did you take?
Myself, I took two.
And both
I took the first test positive.
Mm-hmm.
That was the swab test. Mm-hmm. And I took the antibody test, which was negative. And that's even why I'm not convinced. Because if my antibody test was positive, then I was okay. Yes, probably.
So to be sure, what you're saying to me, I had COVID, but I tested positive for COVID, but I doubt that I had COVID.
I was told that I tested positive.
You were told.
I have 99.9% doubt about it.
Okay. All right. I need to take a break, but Anonymous, thank you very much for calling me.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
It's 5:35. I'm Sandra S. Zekwesili, and you're listening to Hard Facts. Today, we're asking how Nigeria is handling the war on COVID-19. We now know how many vaccine doses that we're getting from AVAT. AVAT is the Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Team. The number of vaccines we're getting is 1.4 million. First of all, we're going to get 500,000 before the month ends, and then we'll get another 900,000 in March. And we're getting them for free. MTN donated 7 million vaccines to AVAT, and AVAT is giving 1.4 million of those to Nigeria. It's the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's the one they're giving to Nigeria. Now, as you know, there have been concerns that it doesn't perform well against one of the newer variants of the virus. But the government and the WHO are saying that it's better to get as much protection as you can, as quickly as you can. And bear in mind that the new strain is still the minority strain. Most COVID cases in the population are the original strain. But AVAT isn't our only source of vaccines right now. The Indian government is also giving our government 100,000 doses of AstraZeneca. So Nigeria needs a plan for acquiring, distributing, and administering enough vaccines to immunize at least 120 million people to get close to herd immunity. And so government has set up a task force to do that. They're called the Vaccination Coordination Committee. And they have members from different ministries and different parts of the private sector. Now, you may be asking, okay, why not let the presidential task force keep handling it? After all, they've been coordinating all COVID matters. Well, the idea is vaccine security has become such a huge task that it risks taking up all the PTF's administrative resources. So perhaps it would be better to create a new body that handles vaccines but reports to the PTF. And we're already getting reports of the rollout plan for that vaccination exercise. Government has divided Nigerians into priority categories. So first, frontline healthcare workers and support staff. Then everybody who is aged 50 or above. Then people who are aged 18 to 49 with significant underlying health issues. So those are the priority cases before everybody else. It's going to be very interesting to see how the government ends up determining who and who have real underlying medical conditions. I mean, that's a big job they have ahead of them, enforcing that particular rule. And speaking of government enforcing rules, they are talking very tough about private attempts to get the vaccine. First, they've said that they won't allow it. They want everyone to get vaccinated through the government program so that government can certify and guarantee the safety and effectiveness of all vaccines administered in Nigeria. In fact, government is now saying that it will not be held responsible for any vaccine that it doesn't source, import, and administer itself. What do you think about that? What do you think about the government's vaccine rollout plan? What do you think of their priority categories? Remember, I said that first it's medical workers, healthcare workers, and their support staff. Then everybody aged 50 and above. And then people aged 18 to 49 who have significant underlying health issues. What do you think about that plan? What do you think about their insistence that everybody must get the vaccine from them? And what do you think about this timeline for the 900,000 vaccines from AVAT? AVAT is AVATT. 0700-993-993-993. I'll come to WhatsApp in a bit. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 0818-104-8805. We've got two lines. One of the numbers for men, one of the numbers for women. The number for men, 0700-993-993-993. The other number for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Two numbers for everyone to be able to get equal access to the show. We've got D1 on the line. D1 is in Omole today. I hope it's Omole or Omole. How do you say that?
Omole.
Omole. Okay.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, welcome. All right, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I want to thank you. This is the first time I'm listening to this program. I was scanning through. I had COVID and I stopped.
Okay.
Now, I noticed you've done a lot of research and I like the way you handled Anonymous. This is most of the time when I listen to OAPs, I discover most of them don't even know they don't research the topic before putting it out there. But I'm so happy with the things I heard from you today. It has broadened my knowledge by a few points, and I'm very grateful for that.
You're welcome.
The second one is, if you go to the market, you will discover that people don't even care. Somebody came to my house with somebody, and I had my mask on, and the person that was not even my guest was telling me, "Oga, why do you have this thing on?" And I said, I didn't shake them when they came in. And I said, it's for COVID prevention. In fact, when they came at the gate, I had to sanitize them. And I sanitized myself in their presence because some people even turned down sanitizers.
Wow.
So the lady now said, "Oh God, it is the mask that is actually killing people.
Oh God.
Not the COVID." And you know, if she were my guest, the two of them would have been on their way out. But she came with somebody. And the person she came with had the mask on. And I looked at it that we are in deep trouble. And you see people trying to sell something to you in the traffic. I don't know. I don't know. And unfortunately, we pray so much that other countries are also praying. But possibly they are not as wicked as Nigerians. And God is answering their prayers earlier than Nigerians. Because we seem to pray so much, but we nullify the prayers with our negativity and wickedness.
Okay.
You know? And I just don't know. Then normally we'll end it with God help us, you know, and things like that. Yeah, God will help us, but at the same time, I believe as well that we can also find it in the scriptures about cleanliness. You know, if we can just be clean, talk about soap, which is the greatest invention as far as I'm concerned in the history of mankind. how the tide of death was turned when soap was discovered. We go places. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, D1, for calling. We're glad he listened today for the first time, and we were talking about something that made him call in and get through today for the first time. We've got Volcano... hold on. Adept Dan on Twitter, who says, "Trust me, most Nigerians don't give a hoot anymore. Post-lockdown, almost everyone has been living like nothing is out there. On my way to ABK last week, I took a commercial bus, and surprisingly, I was the only one wearing a face mask out of 15 of us." Well, like they say, salvation is a personal race, right? So, unfortunately, this particular one is not even really a personal race, because somebody's stupidity could infect you. You know, you can be taking all the precautions and, you know, some person somewhere, you know, who is a... you know, what they call people who don't buy COVID, you know, those people will come with their COVID and they are asymptomatic and they'll infect you. And they say, "Oh, come off it. There's no COVID out there." And they infect you. So this is one of those things where while it's a personal race, it's also not really a personal race, because you can be running your personal race, minding your business, and someone will just go by you. We've got Success in VI on the line. Success, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I just listened to your listening to Nigerian plans on how to share the COVID-19
vaccine,
and I was laughing.
Why?
I'm walking and I'm laughing.
Why?
The Nigerian government. They cannot stop being funny. Okay. First of all, how many doses of the vaccine are they expecting? Although you have mentioned it, but I cannot calculate it all by heart now.
They're expecting 1.4 million.
Okay, 1.4 million. Yes. All the age brackets, the groups that they mentioned.
Mm.
Do they know how many people that are in each of those age brackets? Even be sure that the 1.4 million would be enough for the headline front line workers.
Mm.
So how are they sure that this number of vaccines that they are getting will even take care of the first group? Secondly, why are they preventing private individuals? Why do they want to make it difficult for private individuals to get it on their own? You know, if you can afford it, you should be free to get it. Do you understand? And vaccinate yourself. You don't have to wait for government, because all these things they are doing are bottleneck. Just like they are trying to create a bottleneck, making it difficult for individuals who can afford it
to get themselves.
To take the vaccine. You understand?
But you know...
So sometimes when I look at their plans and how they do...
Okay, but here's the thing. That 1.4 million is the first dose for the first 2 months, but they're expecting 70 to 90 million doses this year. They're hoping for about 100 million in the next year.
Oh, that means it's a continuous
affair that will
take almost all the throughout the year.
Yes.
Okay, we are watching how the common man, how we get to common man in Nigeria.
Success. Thank you very much for calling us. The problem with individuals getting it on their own is certification, because at the end of the day, and I'm still Naija last, and you don't want to get vaccines that you can't get certification for. I mean, we already have people who are selling fake yellow fever vaccination cards, fake COVID tests, fake negative COVID tests at the airport for people who want to travel. So how sure can we now be that those vaccines were, number one, properly sourced, number two, are genuine, number three, have been properly stored, number four, have actually been given in the way they're supposed to be given? Now, these are the concerns of the government. They're not my concerns, but they're the concerns of the government. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a woman, we've got a number for women to call. And that number is 01-465-7190. So the men can call 0700-993-993-993. And the women, 01-465-7190. Ibrahim Inikorodu, welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Thank you very much for this important topic that you brought up today.
Okay.
Actually, if you see the way people handle the issue of COVID-19, I'm always shocked to discover that it is the so-called learned people, educated people, that are even showing so much apathy to COVID-19.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I lost a cousin.
On the 1st of December,
and she died of COVID-19.
I'm sorry.
And I'm yet to get over it. That almost the whole family went into self-isolation because we had contact with her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's not a joke. After coming out of isolation, I've done COVID-19 test myself.
Okay.
And then thank God it came out negative.
Okay.
You see, when we talk about COVID-19, everybody has to be very, very careful. It has brought the world into a standstill, and we shouldn't joke about it. I had a friend that I had to unfriend her on Facebook, and I blocked her on WhatsApp because of her attitude towards COVID-19. She's a graduate, and I was talking to her about it. I had to scream that I lost someone. I just came out of self-isolation, and she was still telling me, she's in Enugu, she was still arguing with me that it was a risk, nothing about COVID-19.
Mm.
You will see the way people handle it. And as for the vaccine, honestly, who will face it, we appreciate it.
Mm.
We should be happy that at least it's coming in.
Mm.
What we should be talking about is, how is it going to be distributed?
Mm.
Let us forget about the issue of the government is this, the government is that, they will give only the ministers, they will give all these things. When the time comes, I know everybody will get it.
What do you think about Anonymous's opinion that fear is what causes some of the deaths with COVID?
Actually, I was listening to a program, I think on this station, on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
A doctor came into the program, but I think it was a phone in. I think she was invited to talk about COVID.
Okay.
She said, if you are able to discover or suspect that you have COVID, that in Nigeria today the treatment is less than 5,000 naira. But if you show apathy and you get hit, 5 billion will not solve it if you don't die. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Nigeria, honestly, the Nigerian medical personnel, I give it to them. In Nigeria, we always find a way for anything. They were able to find a way for some drug that they used to manage it before it fell into an incurable stage.
Mm.
So, honestly, I give it to them. There was a time the governor of Lagos State said, if anybody shows the sign of acute malaria, they should treat them as COVID-19. People were screaming, how can you say that? That's what we are saying, this and that. Honestly, at that stage, for mere suspicion of it, they know that it is still easy to treat with less than 5,000 naira. That's why they are saying, look, let us... Look, my cousin that died, she didn't show any sign of COVID-19, honestly. We were with her, I was even joking with her. She didn't show any sign. She showed the sign on a Thursday by Friday morning. Sorry, on a Wednesday. By Thursday morning, 31st of December, she was dead. Just the, with just the difficulty in breathing. Difficulty in breathing came in less than 10 hours and she passed on. So, if there was suspicion from day one and they commenced that treatment, probably she would have survived it. So we have to be extremely careful. We shouldn't joke with it. I went to Ilorin about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I discovered that I was the only one almost wearing nose mask everywhere. In my car, I have packets of nose masks in my car. I was the only one wearing nose mask. I was looking at myself as if, am I coming from the Jupiter or something? But honestly, I was comfortable with it because I had seen it wreak havoc. So I'm being very careful about it.
Ibrahim, I'm terribly sorry for your loss and I thank you for sharing your story with me. You know, people are traveling with fake COVID test results and the government has had it. NCDC is saying that they're taking serious steps to crack down and punish people coming into Nigeria with fake test certificates. Basically, they're saying that if someone is caught doing it, they're going to get forced into quarantine. They'll be made to pay the cost of the quarantine and the new tests. But I'm scratching my head here because I'm wondering what type of human being fakes a COVID test. So the person just wants to travel no matter what. If they don't believe they don't have COVID, why not just go ahead and do a test? Why are you dodging the test? Because you're afraid you have COVID and you won't be allowed to travel. Because in that case, you're just willing to infect everybody around you. Or is it a money thing? Are they just trying to avoid paying for a COVID test so they pay for a cheaper fake test instead? I don't know. Now, wow. And this problem of fake tests is both inbound and outbound. So you also have people in Nigeria getting fake results in Nigeria in order to travel out. NCDC is also trying to stop that as well. They're launching a platform to authenticate all test results. Basically, they want all accredited centers to join the platform. That way, when somebody shows up at an airport with a certificate from a testing center, the officials will be able to check the platform to see whether the certificate is legit and if it matches the person. And it's making me wonder whether we are about to see a global version of that platform. Imagine if all countries start setting up the test authentication platforms and start demanding that all the countries that people have traveled to, all the countries, all the people who want to travel, who have travel links, must also have the same platforms so that passengers can be checked. It's going to be very interesting to see what governments do with all this new data collection capacity after the pandemic. But yeah, that's where we're at. That's how Nigeria is handling the war on COVID. I told you about vaccines. I've told you about the fake certificates that people are traveling with. What do you think about the plan to put all testing centers on an NCDC data platform? And what do you think about all these people who are traveling with fake COVID results? Like, why? We've got a message on WhatsApp. Sandra, I do not envy you. Why would some people be interested in putting you to task by asking some stupid questions or even doubting the existence of COVID at this time? Some even say that OAPs are supporting government. Nigerians, now, wow. You didn't put your name though, but thank you for your message. Sandra, I don't know what else to do about the fight against COVID. I've talked and talked. I've gotten tired. What do I do when my wife and other family members treat COVID with a loose hand? They flout the rules on a daily basis. They believe that the disease doesn't exist. They've been exposing my newborn baby to the disease by their activities. What else do I do? Michael sounds like he's at his wit's end there. Francis says, Sandra, it's a shame, and it's a shame of a government and irresponsible of NCDC. My friend tested positive. There's no treatment for him. He's at home with his family, sadly. If there's no care, so what's all the noise about? I'm terribly sorry about what your friend is going through. Kenny is in transit, and Kenny says that according to the Mirror, there's a new COVID strain from Nigeria which could be resistant to the recent vaccines. Please educate your listeners. Kenny, thank you for your message. At this point, let me give you a chance to win 10,000 Naira on the show, right? The score that you have to beat today is very high, my people. The person that scored 9 on the sunny side is waiting for you. So if you want to win, good luck.